Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are things all through life that are windows of opportunity. And they are for a time and a season. They are not open-ended. They are not indefinitely. It shouldn't be too hard to figure that out. We're not here indefinitely.
Right. Yeah.
And so, yes, you shouldn't be impatient. We should ask the Lord and seek Him and not move until we get direction from Him. But you can miss it the other way too. Once you have direction, once you have gotten direction from Him and you know what to do and you know to do it now, if you don't do it, if you ignore that and procrastinate and delay and ignore and delay and ignore, you can actually miss a window of opportunity.
That's right.
In a time and a season.
That's right.
For a thing to happen. You read in the book of John, you'll see this. It says repeatedly, Jesus said, His time was not yet come.
Yeah.
His time was not yet come. Then it said, His hour, He said, the hour has come.
Yes.
There's a time.
Yeah.
On the fifth day, same thing, gets up real early. And here's the damsel's father. What's he say? Same thing. Look, can't leave without breakfast. Come on in here. Sit down. The missus made breakfast burritos today. You know you don't want to miss that. Come on in here. Look at that. I bought this new syrup down at the market yesterday. You got to try this. And so they tarried until afternoon.
Yeah.
Half a day is gone again. Is there indication he thought he was supposed to leave days ago?
Yeah.
And yet he's still here. Now what does that matter? Oh, it matters. It can matter a lot. So they waited till afternoon, and both of them did eat. Eating, drinking, laying around. The enemies try to lead you through what?
Flesh.
Through your flesh, through desires, through anger, through frustration, through impatience. And we must make up our mind, I'm not letting this stuff lead me.
Right.
And a lot of times it'll be in the form of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some kind of pressure. Here, this guy's putting pressure on him to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's letting it lead him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now he's about to make another big mistake. Now he feels pressure that he's waited too long and it's too late and he makes some rash decisions now. How many understand you can miss it on both sides of this?
Right.
But if pressure is leading you, or somebody else's foolishness is leading you, or fear is leading you, none of that is the Spirit of God leading you.
Right.
So who's leading you? And where are they taking you to?
Amen.
So he got up to leave, him and his concubine and his servant. The donkey's been out there idling all morning. And what does his father-in-law say? It's too late to leave now.
Yeah.
Too late to leave. Friend, this is such a description of the flesh.
Yeah.
This guy's father-in-law is the flesh personified.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just wait. Just wait. Flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Flesh. But the dangerous thing is if you let it, the enemy will lead you through the flesh. Because he's got a path for you. He said, the day's about over. You need to stay here And your heart can be merry. What does that mean? We're going to open another bottle. Is that right? We're going to break it open. And then tomorrow, first thing in the morning, first thing, y'all can go. You can go home. And what happened? The man would not tarry that night, but he rose up and departed. He said, I can't. I got to go. Now it's a different kind of pressure. I've waited too long. I'm late. I'm behind. See, this is exactly what the enemy wants. He wants you in frustration, anxiety, strife, fear. Aren't these some things we read in that list back there in the works of the flesh? Didn't we read that? How, when the Spirit of God's leading you, what are you going to see? Love, joy, peace, long suffering. Is that right? But when you're anxious, I got to go. I'm behind. I don't know what I have done. Look at why I've messed everything up. Don't jump now either. If you didn't listen to the Lord the first time, we're now at a different time in history.
Yes.
You are now in a different place than you're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Than if you'd have done that.
Yes.
Do not just jump. You know what you need to do now? You need to get before the Lord and repent and ask Him what to do now. Because
yes.
He's still... knows the best thing to do right now, even if you've missed Him. All the more, don't just jump and do something. He shouldn't have just took off. He should have asked the Lord what to do. But anyway, they left. They came over against Jebus, which is Jerusalem. And there's two donkeys, and the concubine was with him. Keep going. And when they were by Jebus, the day was far spent, and the servant said to him, come, I pray, we'll turn into this city of the Jebusites and lodge in it. Keep going. His master said, no, we're not going to go into the city of a stranger that's not the children of Israel. We'll pass over to Gibeah. Are they making decisions about where they're going to go and where they're going to be?
Yeah.
What kind of shape are they in to make decisions? They've waited and procrastinated, and they're stuffed and drunk. Come on, are you listening? And hung over and everything else. And now it's the end of the day and they're tired and they're weary. This is exactly where the enemy wants you, to get you to make some bad choices and bad decisions so that you play into the trap he's got set for you.
Yes, sir.
He's trying to lead them into destruction. And he said, well, come, we'll go to one of these places to lodge all night, Gibeah or in Ramah. And they passed on and went their way, and the sun went down upon them when they were by Gibeah, which belongs to Benjamin, in a strange place. Don't know anybody. At night.
Mm-hmm.
How many know the enemy is always trying to get you in the wrong place at the wrong time, out of the will of God? Because if you rebelled against God and didn't do what He told you, and you followed your flesh and feelings, He has a right. You're in rebellion. You're out of the will of God. Come on, are you listening? He can have some access to you. And here they are in the street after dark at night in a strange city. Don't know anybody. You say, oh, the Lord will take care of me. The Lord will take care of me. I dwell in a secret place with the Most High. Not if you disobey, you don't, honey. I learned this years ago, it got clearer to me. I was at Kenneth Hagin Ministries praying with people on the phone. Man, this is 5 years ago. And this woman called, and she was hysterical. One of Brother Hagin's partners, and she got me on the phone, and she had just been mugged in a large city. And I couldn't tell what she was saying because of her heaving and crying. It had just happened, I don't know, an hour or two before. Well, I felt for her. My heart went out to her. And I'm so young and green in ministry. I was just learning the difference between Old and New Testament. But I cared about her. And so while she's crying and heaving, I'm checking my heart. Lord, what can I do to help this dear woman? I mean, she's in a state. Finally, she calmed down and was able to tell me what happened in between heaving and blowing her nose. And I didn't know what to tell her. And the Spirit of God just prompted me, ask her this. So I said, well, I said, sister, and the thing she was most upset about wasn't getting mugged. It was, she said, I don't understand how this can happen to me. I'm a Christian. I confess on a regular basis the 91st Psalm. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. He protects me. None of this will come near me. How could this happen to me? So what she's doing is implying that somehow or another God let her down. The Word let her down. And she's upset. And so it came up in my heart. Ask her this. I said, well, sister, tell me again, what happened? Where did it happen and how did it happen? And she told me that she went to this place. It was a real rough part of town. I said, so you felt like you needed to be there and you had some things you needed to do? She said, well, no, I had a real check about going. But I just confessed the 91st Psalm. And I said, the Lord protects me. I said, so you really felt like you should go and you should be there? She said, well, no, I had a check about going that I shouldn't go. But I confessed the 91st Psalm. Well, friend, the 91st Psalm was happening.
Yes.
He was leading her, don't go down there.
Right.
And I can protect you.
Right.
Do what I say.
Right.
Stay where I tell you to stay. Be where I tell you to be. But she ignored that. How many understand? You can't ignore the leading of the Spirit and quote scriptures contrary to what the Lord tells you to do.
That's
not going to work. So we talked about it, and I think she began to see it, and we prayed, and the Lord had mercy. But notice what happens here. They're in a strange place. After dark, in the street. You ever been there before? I have. It's not nice. And nobody took them in. Everybody was unfriendly. And I assure you, they had a dread feeling about this place and about being here. And when you've been trained to be led by the Spirit, you know what you do? You get your little self out of there right now. Post haste. Is anybody listening? How many times I've heard people say, I just had a bad feeling. Just had a bad feeling come up. Well, why didn't you hook them up and get out of there? Just keep on going. Just keep on staying with the plan, going further and further into it. People have not been taught to pay attention to what's happening on the inside of them. But you are.
Yes.
I said you are.
Yes.
And I am.
Yes,
we are.
Yes,
and we're going to listen.
Yes.
Come on, somebody say it again. I'm His sheep.
I'm His sheep.
I know His voice.
I know His voice.
And I follow Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.